Well, war veterans who've been protesting implementation of one rank, one pension for the last 2 years were among those who were forcibly evicted by the Delhi police and the New Delhi Municipal Corporation today, acting on the orders of the country's top environment court, the National Green Tribunal. On the 5th of October, the NGT had ruled on a petition by residents of Jantar Mantar Road saying the use of the area by protesters violates environmental laws. Authorities should stop all protests and shift agitators to Ramlila Maidan much further away. They were also asked to file compliance reports in 5 weeks. For many protesters around the country, Jantar Mantar is the one way of really ensuring that the people in the corridors of power hear their protest. But must their democratic right to protest come at the cost of residents of the area? We're joined tonight by Wing Commander Vinod Neb, awarded the Veer Chakra twice over, a war veteran, someone who even shot down Pak fighter planes in the wars of 65 and 71. Ashutosh, senior leader of the Aam Aadmi Party, joining us tonight on the program. Also, Rijuraj Jamwal, lawyer for the petitioners who had approached the Environment Court, the NGT, in the first place. Udit Raj, Lok Sabha MP of the BJP, also joining us on the program tonight. Let me begin with you, Wing Commander Neb. You were at Jantar Mantar today when Nora protesters were forcibly evicted. What happened and what is your position now that the court insists that Jantar Mantar can no longer be the protest site that it always was?
Ankita, I would like to tell you, start with the one thing, that firstly, the nation must know through your media why we are there to start with. We are there for the last 2.5 years, like we say 869 days to be precise. The background to the whole thing is, in this country, we started protesting from India Gate. India Gate, we were shifted to Boat Club, from Boat Club to Jantar Mantar, and from Jantar Mantar now to Ramlila Ground. Now, there we have no problem in shifting out. There is no infrastructure which exists at the place at Ramlila where they want us to go and do the dharnas and whatever we like to do. And second thing, there are two hospitals. There are patients in that. Those loudspeakers won't bother them.
Right.
Next point. That every day we have to pay the huge sum of money to use the Ramlila ground. We are demanding our pension and they want us to pay for our right to be asked to the nation. This is one way of muzzling our voice.
Okay.
Why are you... when we were in uniform, we didn't have a voice because we were disciplined a lot. We are today also disciplined. Only thing is we are not under that vow anymore.
Okay.
We expect the brass to look after us for whatever the reason it did not happen or it happened or in whichever way it has happened. We have learned after leaving the service that lot has been done to us, great harm has been brought to us by the bureaucrats and the various governments in those who are in place. I mean, we are sitting there for last 2.5 years, not one numainda from the government has come to us and talked to us and tell us, son, what is your problem?
Okay, fair
They're
enough.
They're not asking us.
Yes. You were saying, you're saying no one now, from the government has approached you, and also you feel that this is your democratic right, and why would another protest site not be just as problematic for the people there? I think all of these need to be taken up one by one. Ashutosh of the Aam Aadmi Party with us tonight. You've tweeted about this as well, Ashutosh. You've talked about how Jantar Mantar is symbolic of India's vibrant democracy and that the order to close it, you feel, is anti-democratic, against the spirit of the constitution. Why Jantar Mantar though? It's not as though anyone is saying we're taking away your right to protest. All they're saying is don't do it here.
See, I think the institution in the country has to make a difference between the noise made by the firecrackers and the noise made by the democratic forces. And unfortunately, in this case, the noise made by the democratic forces has been dubbed as it is polluting. The fact is that the noises which are coming from the Jantar Mantar were making Indian democracy not only vibrant but also healthy. And it is very, very unfortunate that the noises made by firecrackers and the democratic forces has been treated equally which is wrong. And this is anti-democratic also, because if the Janta Mantar is a romantic concept in a way, the lot of voiceless people who had no place to go and raise their voices, they could have come to the Janta Mantar, could have raised their voices, and at times they were heard also. So I think it's rather sad. It's rather sad because if Jantar Mantar is a place which has its own romanticism, I still remember that Boat Club had that exalted position a few years back.
Right.
And then when the people shifted from Boat Club, they had been given a place at Jantar Mantar.
But unfortunately, this has happened. I strongly oppose this. Would not have the same position 10 years down the line. Is it just getting used to a new place that is a problem?
See, there are certain places which has its own romanticism. There are certain places which is unmatched. And Jantar Mantar had acquired that status in Indian democratic mindset. The logic which has been given about shifting people from the Jantar Mantar, the similar logic a few years down the line will again be applied in Ramlila Maidan, because the people are making noises over there. There is a habitation around. There are the people living around. So what do you mean? Everybody who is raising their voice for the democrat for the strengthening of Indian democracy will be dubbed as polluting. Polluting.
Okay, I want to take that across to Udit Raj of the BJP joining us on the program at this point. Udit Raj, lots of points being made over here, primarily protesters who were actually forcibly evicted today, saying you are now telling us to go to Ramlila Maidan, but municipal authorities charge you 50,000 rupees to use Ramlila Maidan. We don't have the money. They say they don't have the money. The starving farmers from Tamil Nadu held a month-long agitation quite recently. They certainly don't have the money. Protesters come from all around the country. They are in fact fed by people from the Bangla Sahib Gurdwara sometimes. None of them have the money that is being demanded. Why or how should you shift them from a place where they believe they are actually reaching the corridors of power, their voices are carried?
See, this is the verdict of National Green Tribunal. It is a court, it's a judicial burden. And of course, we can't comment about it, but let me tell you, dharna and protests and strikes, they are the life and blood of the democracy. We all are in favor of it, but of course something has to be worked out that how it has to be done. Now the question has been raised, and I feel that all political parties should sit together and find out the solution.
What is the solution?
How best
in your opinion, Udit Raj, your critics today are in fact... Your critics today are saying that people act selectively, that the police acted selectively on the National Green Tribunal's orders when it came to Sri Sri Ravi Shankar's World Culture Festival on the banks of the Yamuna. The police did nothing. They dragged their feet. Here, the BJP-ruled NDMC and the Delhi police, which is under the central government, seem to act with great alacrity when it came to silencing protesters. Ashutosh, now, do you see any merit to that particular argument? Before I take this back to the BJP MP,
see the government led by the BJP at the center does not want any democratic voices to be heard, and it's a reality today. Not only the opposition parties, but even within the BJP itself, there is a great resentment. But unfortunately, they cannot open their mouth. The fact is that today, if NGT is making that you can have a protest at Ramlila Maidan by paying 50,000, is NGT suggesting that the protest, the democratic protest, is only luxury which can be availed only by the rich of this country? What about the poor of this country? The democracy cannot survive if the poor have no right to protest. From where they'll get 50,000? So this is a bizarre argument. This is a bizarre verdict which has been given by the NGT. And I think Supreme Court should intervene in this matter. And Supreme Court should say that this order is null and void.
Okay. I want Udit Raj to come in on this. You were making a point, so go ahead.
No. I got one point to add, if I may be allowed.
This is the judicial pronouncement. And we have to have a faith in judiciary. I agree with Mr. Asutosh that there is a remedy lying in the Supreme Court. they can approach to the Supreme Court. What we can do, but I definitely support that, of course, the rights of the people to stage a dharna, to call for a strike, and
okay, fair enough, Mr. Udithraj. I want to bring in the lawyer of the petitioners in this case, Prithviraj Jamwal. The petitioners approached the National Green Tribunal because they felt that life was just not worth living anymore. Practically,
that's correct.
A day in and day out. It was an absolute nightmare for those who have homes around the Jantar Mantar area.
Correct.
Tell me a little more about that, and why do you believe there is a point to be made over here that Jantar Mantar is very central to protesters for many reasons, and that it can't really be shifted somewhere else like the Ram Leela.
As a lawyer, as a representative of the petitioners there, my concern was more for the petitioners because they were all residing in that place for decades together. They have suffered for the last so many years. In fact, they have been one of the petitioners who's actually got a problem with his ear because of this agitation. Now, this is something. Whatever the NGT has decided is based on what the law is. Now, the law says there is no executive decision pertaining to this particular agitation taking place there. It was never there. It's just an administrative order passed by the police to have the agitation there because they want to shift it from the boat club.
Right.
So, I see no reason why about this reason, why should not this whole agitation area be shifted, what has already been earmarked at the Ram Leela ground. And that is what we had made this plea to the court.
But what do you say to protesters who say it's regressive to shut down a space that is so close to Parliament? Because the moment you have this sort of central location, you have perhaps media attention, you have the ear of politicians, physical proximity to the corridors
that may be
of power
so for
have something
them,
to do with
But look at the residents who are suffering on account of that, who are living day and night with the same nuisance every day and night. They're having problems with their health. Now, looking at it from another aspect, if you see that most of the residents who are there, there are some of them who are senior citizens. They can't even move out of their house. Now, just see that if they say that it's a fundamental right to freedom of speech and expression, there is also fundamental right of not to listen. That is also enshrined in the Constitution. So, there is a principle of restriction. Now, that also has to be followed. You cannot commit, in a say that you cannot take away a natural right by aggression, which another person has an equal right over that. So it has to be a balance.
I want to bring in Wing Commander Neb at this point. Sir, you have the lawyer for the petitioners pretty much echoing what we heard the National Green Tribunal say, that the state has failed to protect the right of citizens over here, that residents are suffering, the situation is becoming alarming, noise pollution is at an extreme. Do you believe that they have a point at all?
No. See, the legal people, they are the learned people. They can twist and turn things the way they want and they will plead and they will win. This is exactly what the law is about here. But I want to know one thing from our government. When we win a case in the Armed Forces Tribunal, they go to Supreme Court to hold our payments, etc. against us. Why couldn't they go for this decision to the Supreme Court and say no, that this is the place that they have to come and sit and carry on the Jantar Mantar Dharna? It was not done. Obviously, the government is not keen. They are keen that we should, our voice must be muzzled. That's exactly what has been done. And they have played the ball. How many families are staying on that road? Except number 5, which is there right in front of us. And there is even that person who's there.
Yes.
I will not go into the detail how he has acquired the residence property. But the fact is, that we are shifting to Ram Leela ground. At Ram Leela ground, there are hospitals.
Right.
Patients won't be bothered.
I want Udit Raj to respond to that. How and under what circumstances do you believe that the Ram Leela grounds is a better place for protests if, as the Wing Commander points out, there are hospitals and where patients could get disturbed? Here we are talking about a handful of residents. So why suddenly then the need to implement this order, of course, as per the court, but also as he argues, why did you not take up this matter with the Supreme Court?
There are 2 points you raised. Already I have answered one, but again I am going to repeat it, that the modalities are to be worked out, that how it is going to be sorted out.
Okay, go ahead, sir. All right, we seem to be having some problems with that line. But yes, Wing Commander Vinod Neb, you have a counter to that clearly.
I like to say one thing to the nation through media. that we are people of the armed forces have a resolve. We are in love with this Tiranga of our Jhanda. Okay, we peg it in the chest of the enemy. I like to repeat this. And it continues to flutter with our breath. And if we don't succeed, we come back wrapped up in it home. That is one. That is our resolve. And look at the dichotomy of us. We fight with the enemy on the border, not because I hate that man across me. It is because of the love behind me. And because of that, and today, those very people are hurting me. Look, where do I go? Look at the people, those in uniform. What would be thinking about the government, and what would be thinking? They are our relations. They are our kith and kin. None of the bureaucrats or the politician kith and kin join the armed forces. It is ours and farmers. And these very people, when they see the treatment which has been meted out to us, what will happen there? Already there is a 12,000 cadre vacancies of the into the army is short. So your middle level leadership is missing, is rather less, is poor. The government should be worried about it, about the future. We have done our bit. 75 years, I don't need money. But I need something to be left behind for our people, those who will retire and join us later. We are their future, the one in uniform. And to blame us that we are there for 2.5 years, and yet not one person from the government has come and talked to us and explained their position, why they cannot give us OROP, and okay, what exactly is wrong.
Okay, Ashutosh, do you have anything to add to this before I take this back to the BJP representative on the panel?
See, I do not agree with the legalistic interpretation of the petitioner's lawyer, what it is saying.
Yes.
The fact is that it's a very small price which a citizen has to pay. And the second point is very simple, that if there is a conflict between the citizen's right and the fundamental rights, it is a fundamental right which should get the precedence. And right to protest, right to raise my voice, and freedom of expression is my fundamental right as a citizen. I can empathize, my sympathies are with the senior citizens who are living over there.
Okay.
But the government can provide provide them an alternate accommodation, can rehabilitate them at some other places. But to muzzle the voices, this is basically a very insensitive argument which has been put by the petitioner, and
okay,
very insensitive verdict which has been given by the NGT. My respect for the NGT doesn't come down on this particular issue, but I think it's a very, very legalistic interpretation, and which lowers the basic spirit of the Constitution, which lowers the basic spirit of our democracy.
Okay, fair enough.
And which
Udit
is
Raj,
not a
I want
thing.
You to respond. Udit Raj, I want you to respond to the point that the war veterans are making from over and over again, that they haven't had representatives from the government approach them. They have been protesting now for 2.5 years. Now you are forcibly evicting them from the place which has been the site of their protests for so long. And why is the police selectively acting on the National Green Tribunal's orders? You know, when it comes to a world conference, culture conference on the banks of the Yamuna, nothing is done. On the other hand, the moment it's about muzzling protests, action is taken very effectively. Wing Commander, yes, you have another point to make very quickly before I wrap this up.
Yeah, my point is a very simple point. If the order has been passed by the NGT, the government's requirement is that they should make the alternate arrangement for us. Okay,
yes.
I go along with him,
okay,
that he wants,
okay,
to,
that's a
they
very,
also have a
that's
human
a very
right.
reasonable position to
But my
to
point
take.
Is this, they have not created the infrastructure for us where we can go and sit and do a dharna. And the second point here is that there we have to pay money. Who is going to pay the money to raise your voice? The government should have, at the Delhi government, should have been working overtime on this and created the infrastructure for us. Or the government in power, which is in the power of the corridor of Raisina Hill. Some of them have to do the job for us. You just can't muzzle and forget about it and leave it to the police and deal with us with their lathi and wielding. I mean, that's a black day for us as far as the armed forces is concerned. The behavior of the police was disgraceful. It is unacceptable, unpardonable. They need to apologize to the veterans of the armed forces.
All right, we hope that message certainly percolates through. Wing Commander Vinod Nape, thank you for joining us on the show tonight. I'm going to have to wrap this discussion up now. Ashutosh, Udit Raj, and Rituraj Jambal, thank you for joining us on this discussion.